is Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen with Good Time on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:10 on a Thursday morning. Time for a closer look at Clear's community and my guests this morning. I have Angie Raymakers and Mary Powers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We are talking about the Big Butterfly Extravaganza.
Yeah, we are. And we are so excited because this year is our sixth annual butterfly release.
Oh,
so this
wow.
is, we've done, oh, I'm sorry, our fifth annual butterfly release. So we've
time
been
flies.
It, time flies, yeah. And so once again, our event will be in Frankfort Square on Saturday, June 29th. And 10:30 in the morning, at Frankfort Square. We are very excited that this year our proceeds are going to be used to purchase ICS vestibular therapy glasses.
I'm so impressed that you were able to say that.
I've been practicing.
So what is that?
Yeah, so these glasses are for a wide range of patients from youth through geriatric patients. They are used when patients have conditions such as a concussion, when patients have a condition maybe such as vertigo or inner ear trouble or dizziness and those types of things. And what these glasses do is the patient wears them. The therapist, physical therapist, has the patient do a variety of different positioning maneuvers or things like that to, in some ways, stimulate or reoccur those dizziness and symptoms and that type of thing. And the glasses then record digitally the eye movement for the patient. And that is a big key in what the therapist can then use to determine what is happening inside the inner ear so that they can prescribe and continue with a course of treatment and action.
Fascinating.
So the beautiful thing about these glasses is, as I said, it digitally records those eye movements. So if the therapist needs to review or look again at what those eye movements were, he or she can then replay what had happened. Currently, they have to call the patient back in to go through those maneuvers again mm-hmm. because the technology does not record and save what happened. So as you can imagine, those symptoms are less than pleasant. You know, some people can become physically ill mm-hmm. From doing all of that. You have dizziness and the world is spinning around you and it can make you physically ill. So to go through that again, a second time, maybe even a third time, these glasses will eliminate that need so that patients can have can go through that series of diagnostics one time. The therapist can review what happened as many times as needed, and the patients have the best outcome in the most efficient way. And we're really excited to be able to have that be a part of our community. And again, concussions, we know how early concussions can happen, right? Mm-hmm. All the way through geriatrics, and there's many other conditions that are treated as well. These are just a couple of the big ones.
Cool. So Mary, when we come to the butterfly release, it is so cool because there's so many things going on. There's beautiful little stations set up for the butterflies once they emerge from their slumber, I guess. So it's pretty neat.
Yes, it is. And we are doing it all again this year. We have flower gardens that are being set up by the various garden centers in town. It's Wilkie's, Country Lane, and
Earl May.
Yeah.
And possibly one of the garden clubs in town will do that also.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. We are going to auction off or raffle off a quilt again. One of our volunteers has made a twin-size quilt. And let's see, we are going to start selling tickets on Tuesdays at the hospital starting May 28th. And you can also purchase them in the gift shop. And then the other part of this is purchasing the butterflies.
Right.
And we'll be doing that also on these Tuesdays at the hospital. You can also purchase any of this by contacting Angie at the Volunteer Services Office. And that phone number is 562-3365. Another part of the big fundraiser end of it, as that for this piece of equipment that Angie was talking about, is we recently sent out a donor request letter to many people around our community, people and businesses. And we have a lot of donations that have come in already. And we want to encourage those who still have their letters at home and kind of haven't gotten to them yet, that we would love to have your donation included with this fundraiser.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to keep Angie and Mary here and talk more about the Butterfly Extravaganza coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. Pitbull with Fireball on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:25. We're back with more Community Spotlight with Mary Powers and Angie Raymaker. Mary, where do we get our butterflies? Where can we buy them?
Well, we are going to start selling them outside the gift shop on Tuesdays starting May 28th, and you can also purchase them at other times in the gift shop or by contacting Angie Raymakers in the Volunteer Services Office. Butterflies are $15 for the first one and $10 for each additional after that. And if we do have butterflies left to sell, left not sold, on the day of the event, you'll be able to purchase them there also, but they will be $20 that day.
And I love the fact that whole families come down because the kids love it. Moms and dads love it. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing seeing all these butterflies just open their wings and start flying.
Yes, it is. And along with the flower gardens that the butterflies are attracted to, we also set up plates of fruit like oranges and bananas, and they just whoosh, they're on it. Yes. And then part of this is kind of a memory thing. So when you purchase a butterfly, you can make it in memory of or dedicate it to someone or something. Mm-hmm. And we will put that on a paper butterfly, and we put up a big wall that we call a butterfly wall. And so all of these butterflies, the paper memory butterflies, are displayed in Frankfort Square also. And then at the end of the event, you're welcome to take your paper butterfly home also.
Cool.
Yes.
And what kind of butterflies are they this year?
And we have monarchs and painted ladies, and they're just pretty butterflies.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Angie, over the years you have raised funds that have helped a lot of different things at the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. This event is actually part of the ongoing extravaganza that was originally started by the auxiliary, and the extravaganza event has taken on many shapes over the course of 34 years, and I've only seen pictures. I wasn't a part of them at the time, but there were style shows, and there were variety shows, and there were dinner theaters, and there were, you know, all sorts of great fun events that the auxiliary has done. Some local celebrities, physicians, or hospital staff have been part of those events in the past as characters and so forth. And so it's taken on many shapes over the course of over three decades, right? But about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, the committee was looking to shake things up a little bit and had an opportunity, learned about an opportunity that happened with a butterfly release somewhere else. And we learned more about that and kind of morphed it into our own event that is really great for us and for our community. And it's been very popular ever since. The previous extravaganzas were really adult-focused events. And as you mentioned, you know, this is a family event. This is, you don't have to get all dressed up. You can bring young children in strollers. You can, it's grandchildren and grandparents. It's moms and dads. It's aunts and uncles. It's really everybody. So it's a beautiful event. something else that's going to be a part of the event before I get to what the proceeds used for here. Lynette's Dance Studio will be having a dance performance at the event. And also we have a Carissa Gleason. Many people know her talented musical abilities, and she is going to give a vocal performance at this event as well. So, and it's free for anybody who just wants to come and observe. Yes, it's a fundraiser. Yes, we want people to buy butterflies, but it is free for anybody to just observe. So over the course of more than three decades, virtually every department of the hospital has been touched. And there's been things for OB, for babies that have been purchased. There's been items that have been purchased for cardiopulmonary and you know, that type of equipment. Specific to the butterfly release in the last few years, there was a light gate machine or a light gate lift that was purchased for Wiggles and Giggles. There were patient beds that were purchased for maternal child health. There was a lift that was purchased for the emergency department to help get patients in and out of vehicles when they arrive at the emergency department. And last year we did a donation to the Surge Joint Replacement Center. So usually our donations have been very specific for a particular department or a particular type of patient. In this case, for this year, the proceeds are being used. Yes, it's one specific department. However, the span of ages, the span of patients, the span of symptoms that are going to be treated as a result is really great, and we're very excited about that. This event is not possible without the outpouring generosity of our community. Mm-hmm. And so we are really encouraging and soliciting those donations to come in addition to or aside from the butterflies. So if somebody's listening and they say, oh, you know, I'd love to do a butterfly thing, but I'm going to be on vacation on June 29th. That's okay. If you'd like to make a donation to help purchase this equipment for our hospital, then we are extremely grateful for that. And we would love to put a butterfly up in that honor as well.
And Mary, I want to touch real quickly on the raffle that you mentioned. The quilt is being made. It sounds beautiful.
Well, it is this year again, and we are very thankful that Myrna Meyer and her daughter Kim put this together for us every year. It's a twin size, and again, it's beautiful.
How much are the tickets?
And the raffle tickets will be sold along with the butterflies. And the tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5. And this is, again, another part of the donation fundraiser that goes on. And it's just fun. We just appreciate their work, along with all of the volunteers that have been helping with this whole process, and then on the day of the event.
Definitely.
Yep, many volunteers.
And will we be able to get raffle tickets at the event before it starts?
Yes. Yes, we will.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. You will come back and update us, yes?
Yes, yes.
All right, Mary Powers, Angie Raymakers, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have news coming up on Clear 101.